Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This is the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman. Captain Mickey has been guiding the Texas Gulf Coast waters for over 30 years and has won numerous national and local tournaments. Now, here's your host, Captain Mickey.
Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman. Producing the Outdoor Show is Jace. Our sponsors today, Allied Industrial Sales Incorporated and the CCA Star Tournament. All right, let's get with it. Galveston, 84 down on the island this morning. Looks like today, overcast, slight chance of a rain shower, high of 87. Winds will be west, shifting over to south-southeast, 10 to 20. And then for tonight, cloudy with a low of 83, south winds 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, mostly cloudy. Stray shower thunderstorm is possible. High near 90, south-southwest winds 15 to 25. So I don't know where these winds are coming from. I guess off that low pressure over east of us, our neighbors in Louisiana. But anyway, tides for today, we're on a four-tide schedule. These are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We've already had two of them after midnight. Our next tide is a high at 9:09 a.m. It's a 1.2, then a low at 5:40 p.m., a negative 0.2. 6:32 a.m. is sunrise, 8:19 p.m. sunset, and our moon is half full. Coming off a full moon, it's 53%. And currently offshore, it's 84 degrees out there with 86-degree water. The buoy showing a south-southwest wind at 11 to 13. Inshore, Eagle Point, looks like it's 84 degrees with 88-degree water, a west wind at 3 to 7. And at Morgan's Point, 82 degrees with 86-degree water, southwest 5 to 7 miles per hour. So barometric pressure steady at about 29.94 inches. So there you have it on your weather and everything. Let's get started and do a quick CCA Star Tournament Texas Anglers Rodeo update real quick. It's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Academy Sports and Outdoors, and a Progressive Insurance. Looks like the red tag division, there's been two tags brought to the scales, Gary Mershon of Houston and Nate Appella of Hallettsville. That's two red tags. That's for the truck, boat, and coastline trailer package, handy boat. Looking at the blue tag division, there's four tags been brought in. Steve Isaacs of Lake Jackson, Mitchell Mays of Georgetown, Robbie Pratt of Spring, Texas, and Brian Cook of Dripping Springs, Texas. And looking at the inshore division, Sheephead right now, Enrique Rangel was leading it, but now we have a new leader by 1 ounce, a 9-pound, 10-ounce sheephead, Eric Harper. Gafftop, a new leader on that. Cherie Andrada, 6 pounds, 14 ounces. And Black Drum still holding for Sue Lee with an 11 pound, 10 ounce. You know, that's only being led by one ounce also. These are tight weights. Kingfish offshore, we have two of them weighed in, 30 pound minimum. Carol Riley of Port O'Connor, a 33 pound, 15 ounce king. Dorado, 20 pound minimum. Cameron Hubner of Fulcher, 37.3. And Ling Cobia, Danielle Grunewald, 56 pounds, 15 ounces of Freeport. And Red Snapper, Joseph Hansen of Rocheron, still leading with a 25 pound, 8 ounce Red Snapper. So there's your star tournament leaderboard update. All right, let's get to the calls here. Let's head over to the Tri-Bay area and check in with a hammer, Captain Glenn Hammond, this morning. Good morning, Glenn. What's up?
Good morning, Captain Mickey. Not too much, buddy. Not too much on this end.
Not too much.
Well, we're looking at 9 miles an hour out of the west, southwest. Yeah. Yeah, more right. West than south. But anyway. Yeah.
That's what they're calling for. Then it's going to be going more south-southeast later today.
I can't tell you the last time we've been stuck in a doldrum with the south winds for this long. I mean, no break at all. You know, just a few weeks of southeast and let this thing clean up. I mean, our bay, our beach, everything, still sandy. And it's not going to change until we start getting some southeast or some east in the wind anyway.
Or no wind at all.
Yeah. And, it's hot enough now, man, like 90 degrees at 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock
in the
morning.
Yeah, that's when you won't win, when the temperatures get real hot.
Yesterday was really nice.
I've seen summers where we had a southwest wind starting in June, and it would last till almost September. Oh, my. Just every single day.
It's just not lining up this summer. I don't know what. So normally we can get
stars aren't lining some, right, are they?
Just things aren't lining up just right.
Yeah.
I know the projects are falling in line. I know that. Well. Between my. Y'all, the mowing that I did yesterday, I finally got, man, it was an overcasty, perfect day to do stuff outside. I had some boards to cut up, and I had some lawns to mow, here around this place anyway. But now I got it all done, man. Never broke a sweat, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Unfortunately, we're not a home and garden show here, man. We got to talk about fishing and hunting.
Yeah, I know. Well, here we go on the fishing. I started off the last one. I fished Sunday and Monday with a couple of families. And on Sunday, we had mom and dad, and then had their son, and then they had the father-in-law. And the son was 5 years old, and boy, was he a handful. And, I mean, that little boogaroo was on every square inch of that boat. I don't care which way. He was assisting, he was helping, he was trying to be the bait person for a five-year-old, this little guy. And dad said, well, I'd normally let him be the bait person in our boat. I said, well, he's not going to be today. I looked over him before I could even get the rod and reels passed out. He didn't have his arm all the way up to his elbow, reaching down in there for those shrimp.
Oh, that's kids, and, man. I used to fight that,
oh, yeah.
Taking kids fishing. We'd have some trout alive in the live well, and they're in there playing with them. I saw them in there. They had their feet in there playing with the trout. And I said, this is kids.
Yeah, I forgot what it was like to have a little youngster like that on the boat. But, he can get around, man. He's quite active.
Oh, there's something else. I wish I could bottle that energy up and drink it.
Don't you know it, man. Boy, oh, boy. They never – anyway, there wasn't no dull – dull wasting time out there. They ended up catching five different kind of fish. They had a 24 inch red, they had two trout, two specks, one 18-inch black drum. They had 3 whiting and 15 croakers. Now, by the time I finished cleaning all of those, they had a pretty darn nice little bag of fillets. But and on
those croakers, pretty good size this year?
Nothing to them. There was a couple of them about hand size, and the rest of them were a small, little, like you would call it a potato chip fillet. But, but they make some awesome fish tacos, and you can do a whole bunch with that little bitty tiny fillet, man. And anyway, they appreciated the effort. So that we got that done on Sunday. The Monday morning, I had had my 2 elderly customers, Mickey and Henry, the old buddies for they've been 60, 70 year friends. And anyway, they one comes in from Austin, the other one from Bel Air, and they teamed up and got them a place down here. And I met them good and early. Well, we were supposed to meet nice and early. They ended up being about 30, 45 minutes late. But anyway, we got us a spot, and to no avail. The water was just, and this was down by San Luis Pass, and the water was just brown as could be. But I did put some croakers on the boat that day, the first time that I put some croakers on the boat this year. And, you know, in that muddy water, they still... the guys pulled out a 22-inch spec, took a quick picture of her. It looked like a dolphin or something had bit this fish in the back when it was young. And where the top dorsal fins are, there was just a big old chunk missing right out of the middle of the back. You know, you could tell that he had been, something had bit him at a young age.
Yeah, sounded like a shark bite.
A shark bite, and he grew out of it. And it was a pretty fish. It was a pretty fish. He was a little slim to be 22 inches long. But like I said, he had a chunk took out of his back. He's going to be pretty slim. But now we let that one go, and then about 3 other little small trout, and got those out of that real muddy water. And we decided, well, the bite slowed down there at the pass, so let's head back to the marsh and go back to the bay. And that's exactly what we did. And it made the boat ride worthwhile. It was about a 20-minute boat ride. And as soon as we landed, we popped those corks out there and slung them out there and got him a 27 3/4-inch red. Mickey, one of the guys, got him a big old. I mean, it was a perfect slot redfish. If you were in a tournament that day, you had a winning fish. And he wanted to keep him. I put him on a half shell for him, and that's what they wanted to do with those. And anyway, so they ended up getting, they had that one red, they had one speck, and 2 drum, and some 10 croakers. So it's just been a mixed bag with live bait, you know, not getting those full stringers of trout and full stringers of reds. It just ain't happening. Our water still hasn't come back. It's like we were talking about earlier, until that wind switches around and gives us a little east. It's took everything for all these weeks of south wind blowing along the coast. It's drained our bays. I mean, any time of the day you want to find an oyster reef, you can look out there. I mean, it's just abnormally low in our area. And I don't know, your tide's bound to be normal.
Our tides are good over this way. That wind doesn't affect us like that. Usually the only wind that kind of drains our main body of water over here is, you know, anything with west in it, southwest, west, northwest, even a due north.
And see, it's about the same here. We get south and west, it just pushes it away from us, man.
Yeah.
We're hoping someday we get some east in the wind and some good green currents will come in and all that. It'll happen, like you said, when the wind just dies, when it just gets just still as can be, and that's probably when everything's going to kick in and clean up. But no, between the freshwater runoff of the Brazos River, and we've had that, you know, mixed in a lot, and it comes out the jetties and then it spills onto the beachfront, so it's just a chain of events that just keeps everything all dirtied up. But it's going to be all right, man. There's, like I said, we call them in dirty water. So the fish are feeding, you just got to find them. And I would have bet money against catching fish in the water that we fished in on Monday and Tuesday. But no, they were still biting. The popping corks was a little more action, but a lot of small fish, small drum, you know, not even too many baby trout. They just don't like that dirty water.
Right.
And we just can't get a good go on it. But that's about all I got for you this morning.
All the area bait camps holding bait down there?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Flags are flying, and they've got them between mullet and croakers and live shrimp. You ought to be able to find plenty if you get down here before 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
And I can't promise much after that, but they'll early reload.
Bird gets the worm, man.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Sometime around. Okay, Captain Mickey.
All right. Throw out a number, Glenn.
Yes, sir. 713-208-0683. Man, I hope y'all have a great weekend.
We're going to do it. You do the same. See you, man.
Yes. Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care. All right. That's the hammer. Well, folks, are you looking for the ultimate outdoor adventure? Welcome to Rusty Hook Ranch, a premier hunting and fishing destination right in Matagorda, Texas. Whether you're after waterfowl, quail, thermal hog, or even alligator hunts, Rusty Hook Ranch has it all. And don't forget about their top-tier Matagorda bait fishing charter. So bring your friends, your clients. Let the boys at Rusty Hook Ranch take care of everything, from five-star lodging, skeet shooting, and sporting clays to a fully stocked bass pond. Your weekend here will be one you won't soon forget. So if you need a place for team building, family reunions, weddings, or other events, Rusty Hook Ranch, they can sleep large groups of up to 40 and host events for up to 300 people. So why wait? Experience the best of Texas at Rusty Hook Ranch. Book your adventure today at RustyHookRanch.com. That's RustyHookRanch.com. Tell them Captain Mickey sent you.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style.
Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:18 here in the Bayou City on a Friday morning. Let's run down to Tiki Island. That's right there at Galveston, right off 45. Can't miss it. Captain James Plogg, what's up?
What's up, man?
Oh, just rolling with it, buddy.
Out here firing everything up.
Hey, man, I got air conditioning and electricity this morning. I'm doing good.
Man, you're a step up from yesterday. No air,
I'm telling you, boy, they pulled a plug on me at 4:45 yesterday.
Dude, that's nasty. Hey, the other day,
I forgot to pay my light bill.
No, we've been there before, hadn't we?
Boy, we have. Remember, the struggle was real back in them days, brother.
Dude, we couldn't pay it. We forgot. You'd have three or four bills sitting on your desk, and you'd say, man, move that one. Man, I don't know about this guy. Man, I better pay that one.
I get canceled one more trip. I'm going bankrupt.
Man, that was the days, buddy. Hey, that happened to me the other day over here. Was it Monday? Maybe Tuesday, I don't remember. So I'm getting in. That's that day I went later on. So, yeah, I was still out here jacking around, man. It's like 5 o'clock, 4:30, and I'm washing boats and all that garbage.
Right.
And I hear this loud bam. Man, I was at my house. All of a sudden, everybody's air conditioners got real loud and stuff. I'm like, man, I thought it was my neighbors. But anyway, long story short, this guy are building a house right down the road from here, and they got the forklift. You know, they're lifting their studs and everything up there. They run that dude into some kind of power line, and he blew something up, and it made air. And I called Jeremy, my air conditioning guy, well, my best friend, actually. My air conditioning guy said, hey, dude, man, I may not have no air. He said, just let it chill. He said, when that happens like that, those compressors will run backwards.
Wow.
And get real hot because there's no cooling. He said, sometimes you just got to let them chill. He said, give it about 30 minutes. So I chilled, let it chill for about 30 minutes, turn it on, nothing but fan. I said, man, so careless. You better pack you some stuff because I'm out of here, man. I ain't sleeping here. I'm gone. I said, we got to go get something to eat, and then you better get something because I'm out of here. But right before I left, I walked up there just staring at it like an idiot, like, what am I going to do about it? And I heard that compressor kick on.
Oh, that's
man!
Cool.
I'm pretty sure that compressor kicked on. So anyway, we went 8 when I got back. It was we were good.
There you go.
I can't sleep without
air conditioning, man. I'm done.
I can't do it. I ain't going to do it. I'm gone. Mm. I mean, because you got to get up in the middle of the night. I got to get up right after you, not in the middle of the night. But I mean, you got to sleep. If I can't
it's early
sleep,
enough.
I'm done.
Yeah, you got to get a nap here and there, man.
Man. That's pretty
cool.
You
can sleep on command.
You Uncle Webbit, buddy. You Uncle Webbit.
Hey, I can Uncle Webbit big time, buddy. Hey, when I'm on the radio schedule, it's 2 naps a day. Try to get 4 in the morning, 4 in the evening, and roll.
I don't blame you a bit, buddy. Oh, man. Well, now the water come, because, man, I put my other boat in the water last night, or yesterday. And the water's a little bit higher than what it was yesterday afternoon, but the tides are pretty weak, and we almost got a man, Mickey. It's almost a west wind because I can smell the marsh. So
yeah,
if it ain't,
that's what I'm showing right now. There's a lot of west in it inside, southwest offshore, but inside it's west.
Yeah, I can smell. You know how it is. You know, like when the wind's in the northeast at Trinity Bay, you can always smell the marsh.
Oh, I can smell that marsh. I love that smell, man.
Yeah, it used to be good fishing when it was like that.
Boy, I tell you, turn that corner and head north, buddy, as far as you could go. Cut the key off.
Keep going.
And get that's it.
Hey, it wasn't about when you're going to get them or how you're going to get them. It was how many you was going to get.
That's exactly right.
And how big. But fishing's been real good, man. It's I can't say that they're not everywhere because you just don't have no weather. I mean, you're kind of confined to where you fish. No.
True.
Yesterday, you know, well, I talked to you yesterday morning, you know, the guy that was going, he had to do, you know, funeral deal for that Camp Mystic deal. So, and I didn't even try to book it. I just went to the golf course and see if I could play. And anyway, I played golf, but yesterday was nice. And everybody I talked to, they caught him everywhere they went. So
yeah, it was stupid.
It was pretty good yesterday. But you think about it, really, that's
well, it was calm.
Monday was.
It makes all the difference in the world. When you get that wind under 10 miles an hour, everybody gets them.
Everybody can catch them. And you know what happens is that the currents are not near as hard right now. So the problem that we have a lot of times down here, we go up there too, you know, if you get, you know, you get a south wind, it's your typical, you know, 12 to 16 miles an hour, and you throw that smoking incoming tide on top of it, it just rolls everything up mud. And then when it does lay out, if you late, stay out there long enough till the tide lays out because you ain't caught nothing. Now the water greens up a little bit, but now you ain't got no bite. So it's kind of a catch 22 deal.
It is. We've been fighting this for as long as I can remember. It's nothing.
Yeah, I've listened to Glenn. Man, I left in 2000 and went to Venice, Louisiana just because of this. It's your right. South 12 to 14 knots every single day. I told, well, Dana was still pushing out there with me then. And I told Robbie, he was going to go. I said, look, man, if you want to stay in a tarpon fishing business, you got to get out of here. You can't do this. You know, you go in the shark business and go shark fishing.
Yeah.
And that's when we left, and we stayed for, well, I guess 5 years till Katrina wiped us out. So we
yeah, y'all were down there till Katrina, and then y'all end up back over here in this hellhole.
Well, it wiped all everything out, wiped our barge out, wiped everything out. But that's why we left, because it was like this. Well, this happens more than it doesn't happen this time of year.
Yeah.
Honestly. Remember that one year I was a kid working for y'all, man? It was, remember it'd be southwest hard in the morning, you look in the sun, and then right about 9:30 it start fading out, and by 11 o'clock it was dead slick, like 8,000 degrees.
Yeah. I remember that one summer. I think Blaine and I ran like 54 straight days looking into the sun on a southwest wind every day, fishing them wells. Oh, man.
You could catch them, but it was just nasty. Remember, it'd be rough and white capping in the morning.
Yeah, and then it'd lay down, and, boy, you'd just start tearing them fish up, and then by 2, you couldn't even breathe. You had to go. It's time to
you
get out
to
of
go.
Here.
And one year, it was, I don't know, you remember, man, I think you had just went to work at the radio, maybe 2 or 3 years after that. It was the same deal. Man, it blow every morning, and then you'd have to wait. And that's when all them fish were out there between 52 and Smith Point out there underneath them birds.
Oh, yeah.
And you just had to wait. As soon as it slicked off, well, there's a little old pile. But they were good fish. It wasn't no gaff tops and all that garbage. I mean, there were some little ones, but there were a lot of schools out there. You catch 30 trout out of one school.
Easily.
But you had to wait, though. You had to wait till noontime, man, till it got, you know. We were stupid. We should have went about 9, but I was always worried. I said, man, we're going to go at 9. Everybody's going to get them, and I ain't going to get nothing. So you go on out there knowing you ain't going to get nothing.
Misery loves company.
But the bite faded here lately. It, last week and even going to Monday, I was catching them in the dark. You know, you would, there's some days, I think one day we had 40 trout. Well, we had 30 at like 7:25. And I think we fooled around there till about 10 minutes to 8 and we caught 40. Nice fish. But then the bite, now it gets a little later. I went, I guess Wednesday, I just had one guy, Tom, he only comes by himself usually. I mean, we caught 6 fish in the dark, but it wasn't any good. I mean, we caught over 6 fish in the dark. We don't keep fish anyway, but we caught 6 in the dark. I said, man, this ain't no good. I had to move around about 3 or 4 times. And, man, just nothing. We'd hit a couple. Then I saw a shark come to the top. I mean, he was having breakfast. And I told Tom, I said, man, that's right where we were fishing this morning. I said, I guarantee you that's where them fish are at. They weren't biting this morning. So I watched the shark do his deal, and he faded away. And I waited about 20 minutes. I said, man, let's troll out there. And I picked the hook up. I trolled over there. I said, man, this ought to be pretty close right here. And I put the hook out. I had like 140-foot of line out. I put the hook out. When we come tight, Tom throws. He's got one. I threw right behind him, got one. And, buddy, it was going off. But that shark was right there in the middle of all them fish. He showed me where they were at. No slicks, no nothing. He just in there eating them.
Yeah.
I guess he got what he wanted because he went away. We ain't getting nothing bit off, you know. They ain't eating our fish. That's the first one I've seen, honestly. But the bite is definitely getting a little bit later.
Well, backside of the fool, it always does.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Well, so I'm going to go do some different stuff this morning.
We fight everything, wind, tides, moon. You know, just it's never
one thing did. About fishing. It very seldom is ever the same every day. I got them boys, Christian and Nation, fishing with me today. Hell, they catch more fish than me. I said, what are y'all doing going with me? I got to call y'all to find out where fish are. Oh, man, we just like going with you. I said, okay, man, come on. So I try to show them something different every time. You know, they fish a lot, so we're going to go. Yeah. I don't know what we're going to do. I'm just leaving. I'm just going somewhere. So we'll see. But most of the fish are pretty nice, Mickey, not many little ones. I told you yesterday I slid off of that deal and kind of got out there in the mud. And you can catch one literally every single cast, and none of them are keepers. But there's a bunch of them little ones just living out there in the mud.
Yeah, laid up in the mud, man.
Yeah, but there was fish caught at a lot of places yesterday, man, you know. Because you get access.
With a calm like that, everybody can try things they hadn't been able to fish for a while.
100%. But it don't look like them. I'm watching that. Dana said something about the weather. You know me, I don't really look at the weather. And I said, man, I don't know. Don't look too bad to me. But it looks like that storm's weird, dude. It looks like it's went to the north of us.
Well, it's gone. It's north of Beaumont. You know, it's kind of, it's got a little bit of a counterclockwise flow to it. And it's stretched out from above Beaumont all up through towards Nacogdoches and Lufkin, and it, if it does circle around, it'll come down and it'll get us. It'll dead center us. But man, it looks like it's just drifting to the west. I don't know, man.
It looks funky. It's almost like that. If that west wind, you know yourself, we got that pulling this west wind right here. That high pressure got to be sitting down there on top of us. So
yeah, I don't know what it's going to do with this.
It may not matter.
I know the rain
here,
chances, they all went down. This morning I looked at them, they're calling 15%, so it's probably going to stay above us. Just what East Texas needs, a bunch more rain, man.
Yeah, I'm a bad guy to ask about the weather, but hey, man, you look at that weather? Oh, I'm pretty much going. I ain't really looked at it. Oh, you need to look at it. And I said, well, whatever. We're going fishing. If they don't turn off,
there's a big old glob on top of Calcasieu right now, but I don't know.
Man, Mickey, we've been throwing, man, I never even talk about baits, but I've been back doing the old kind of deal that the Little John at Chartreuse Sparkle, just like the old school Chartreuse Sparkle, but the Little John.
Yeah, Chartreuse Silver Glitter.
Yeah, something without a tail. And then I had me a, Robin sent me some. I don't know if it's called fried chicken, slow chicken, broiled chicken, some kind of chicken. It's like
it's bone looking. Yeah, with sparkles in it.
Sparkle in it.
Fried chicken's what it's called. I've caught some good fish on that bait and the little PV.
Dude, those two baits, right? I mean, look, when they're biting, it probably don't matter. But
I know.
And plus, when you're fishing current, anything that don't have a tail on there, it gets down a little bit faster.
Yes, I like That's why I like throwing a Little John a lot of the times, you know, especially in current areas and deeper water. You can get that bait down and hold it down there.
100%. Where a tail bait, not that it won't work, but now you got to almost change your head because it's wanting to stay up too high.
Exactly.
And getting down. But that's it, man. That's all we got going. We'll see what we do today.
Well, I wish you the best and the open. Did you watch any of that yesterday?
Oh, yeah, I had it on the – well, I played golf. You know, I didn't get home till 11-something, and then, man, I had some stuff. But, that's cool because you on USA, it's on for like 10 hours, dude, no matter when you glance at it.
It's on all day long.
Hey, Scotty's hanging right in there. Who do you think? What do you pick?
Man,
you
know? I don't know. I feel like some dark horse is going to win it this year.
I still like Jordan, man. You never can. But Scotty Scheffler, you're going to have to come beat him. He's got to get beat. Hey, all the live guys, a lot of them, the big dogs, they're gone.
The last time I saw DeChambeau, he was like five over.
He shot 78, I think.
Rory went south on the back nine yesterday. He was looking pretty good. He got up to 3 under, and then he went south.
I think he's 1 under right now.
Well, he must have got a birdie on those last three holes. He was even the last time I checked. But anyway.
I know you got it on. He just teed off when I was talking to you. I saw it. Or just a little while ago.
Right.
All right, buddy. Well, we'll see what happens.
Well, catch them up. Somebody wants to call you about coming down. Give them some info, buddy.
Hi, brother. 49-771-7306.
All right, James. Hey, have a good day. Catch them up. See you.
All right, Mick. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man. All right, later. All right. Well, folks, the 36th Annual CCA Star Tournament is currently going on here in the state of Texas. It started Memorial Day weekend. It's going to run all summer long through Labor Day, and it's all brought to you by your Texas Ford dealers, Progressive Insurance, and Academy Sports and Outdoors. There's over $2 million in prizes and scholarships up for grabs for inshore and offshore divisions, 120 tagged redfish released in inshore waters along our coast, just waiting to be caught, other species like gafftop, drum, and sheephead to fish for, and offshore fish for great prizes when you catch red snapper, ling, dolphin, and kingfish. Easy to enter. Go to startournament.org for rules, entry, and prize information. And the CCA Star Tournament's brought to you by great sponsors like Whataburger, Showwater Boats, Mustang Cat, Dargle Boats, Transport Boats, Haney Boats, Chris's Marine, and McLean Trailers. Go to startournament.org, call 713-626-4222. Sign up today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. It's 4:38. All right, let's head down Matagorda Way now and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander, see what he's up to. Good morning, Tommy. What's going on?
What's up, Mickey? What's up?
Not a lot, my friend. What are you doing?
I'm drinking coffee right this second.
Me too. I love my coffee.
Yeah, getting ready to, I'm heading to Lufkin actually today. Time to swap out the bass boat.
Take your rain suit with you and your life jacket.
I know. I hope it's not raining up there.
That big old glob's moving that way, so.
Is it headed towards that area?
Oh, yeah. It's all north of Beaumont there and just kind of circling back around, moving to the west a little bit.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That ain't good. I was thinking it was going to stay down maybe and over to the east. I hadn't looked at it this morning. So
no, it's definitely east. It's in East Texas right now, and or headed that way. You know, but kind of on along the border, Louisiana Texas border.
Yeah. Huh. So you think I'm gonna drive through it then, huh?
Oh, you're gonna drive through some rain if you're going to Lufkin, without a doubt. It's raining in Jasper right now, and it's moving towards Lufkin. It'll be there in about an hour.
Great. Well, there you go.
Looks like it's going to get Livingston and Huntsville and Conroe, you know, the Woodlands. Looks like it's going to stay above the coast the way it's rotating right now. So,
well, that's about right. Get the new boat, get it all good and dirty before you ever put it in.
Well, yeah, you get all that good road film all over it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's about right. No, that's what I'm doing today. I fished every day this week between bass and saltwater, but
right.
And then today I'm not, and then I go back to saltwater again tomorrow. I had one day open today to go do this deal, swap this deal out. So,
life of a gad.
I bass fished, I don't know, one day this week, and then I saltwater fished about 3 days, something like that. They all kind of run together. But I had a tough saltwater. My week was tough in saltwater.
Was it?
I did not do too good this week saltwater fishing. Man, I tried. I mean, I circled that whole bay throughout the couple days that I fished it. I just didn't do that good. I couldn't get it going.
Well,
I just
Mama
couldn't
said
get it going.
It'd be weeks like that.
You know, I heard some good reports from some of the waders.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some guys that waded and caught them good. But I could not get them going out of the boat.
Amazing.
I mean, yeah.
Is your water good?
No, I could never really find any. I mean, I found some streaks here and there.
Yeah.
And a few little patches, but overall, no, it wasn't good.
Yeah.
Where I wanted to fish wasn't good. Yeah. You know, there was a big old green streak right down the middle of half of East Bay had a green streak right down the middle, but it was over nothing. You know, it wasn't over any shell or anything.
Yeah,
it was just out in the middle of nowhere. Yeah.
No structure.
It was over no structure. And it just sat out there, you know, for a couple of days. I saw it. And I looked at it. I mean, if it would have had bait in it, I'd have still drifted it, but it didn't have any bait in it or nothing. It was just a big, but it was beautiful, man. It was beautiful water, and it was surrounded by absolute mud. And everywhere that I wanted to fish that had the structure was muddy.
Well, East Bay's always been like that. That water gets real hot, and it's hard to get that water clean if you got any kind of ill wind or too much current. And
I know.
We fight the same mess over here, too, buddy.
Just wasn't my week, that's for sure, for saltwater. Did pretty good one day bass fishing, but it wasn't my week. Hopefully next week's better for me. It was supposed to calm down, you know, today, I think. I don't know what it's blowing right now, but.
Well, it was calm yesterday. Yesterday was real calm over this way. But forecast now is showing, you know, the wind picking up today and tomorrow. I don't know whether it's off at low pressure or what.
Well, yeah, I figured. The calmest day of the week was the day I bass fished, so that's about right. But I'll be back, you know, I got a saltwater fish tomorrow, and then I think every day next week I got a saltwater fish. So hopefully I need a good week. I need a calm, at least halfway calm week.
Yeah.
Sure makes life a lot easier.
Around. You know, and it's getting as hot as it's getting too, you know, the topwater bite ought to really be getting good. For whatever reason, I don't know why, those, you know, out of the boat, I mean, August was always one of my favorite months in Trinity Bay, you know, working those open water schools in 8 and 9 yes. feet of water, throwing topwaters.
Yes.
And just crushing them.
No, that's exactly what I did over here last year in July and August both. But over here last year in July and August, I caught a lot of fish on the topwater drifting, you know, yeah. in open water. Mm. And you just had to get it calm, you know, but every right. day that it was calm last year over here, man, that was the first thing I did was I had that top water and I was catching them. But this year I've tried it and it just, I think I've caught one or two fish so far this summer yeah. on top water. Maybe that's it. Two tops. Yeah.
August is right around the corner. You know, I remember one year we were fishing the wells in the middle of the bay and, top waters was it for about, there was about a 4-day stretch there that you couldn't catch them on tails, anything. You had to throw yeah. top water.
Yeah.
That's deep out there. That's, I guess, you know, with the hot water, the heat, I guess the oxygen levels were better up high. And those yeah. fish were just swimming around in that top water column, just crushing top waters, man.
Oh, yeah. The deep water definitely doesn't scare me on top waters. I've caught a lot of fish in deep water. When I was younger, we used to go wade the mouth of the Brazos.
Right.
We would throw straight out into the Brazos. I mean, it was 10, 12 foot deep. And
right.
we were catching them on top waters right out in the mm-hmm. middle of the, you know, right off the bank, throw out as far as you could throw a top water.
Right.
And that's at least 10, 12 foot we were throwing, and we sure. could smoke them. And even in our river here, I've seen people catch giant trout in the Colorado on top waters and, you know, 10, 12 foot of water. So, I mean, it, you know, there's been some big ones caught over the years in our river. Used to a long time ago on top water.
I had a couple and guys.
To me, they smoke it when it's deep water. They come up from the bottom, man. It's a heck of a blow up.
Yeah, I had a couple of guys a few years back, man. It was dead slick. It was so hot you couldn't breathe, man. And we're just pecking on them with soft plastics. The day before I nuked them, I'm going, man, I know those fish are here. Look at all the slicks coming up. We're on them. And, old Tony, he goes, how about that, bone, one knocker I like? I said, well, throw it. Throw it a few casts. See if you can get a bite. He threw it out and it's like the commode flushed under it. I said, you do that again, we're all going top. And buddy, I mean, we're in like 10, 11 feet of water over a bunch of big old up and downs, you know, shell bottom.
Yeah.
And out on the channel. And good Lord, I don't know how many 6 and 7 pound trout we caught on top waters that day. It was absolutely stupid.
I love drifting out there in deep water with top waters.
Yeah.
I throw top water more drifting than I do when I wade.
Yeah.
I seem to throw plastics more when I'm wading, but I do like the top water out of the boat now.
Yeah.
Last summer we had some really good.
Well, if you got the crew to do it, you know, it's dangerous, you know, if you get a bunch of pilgrims in there slinging them sidearm and everything everywhere, you can't
yeah.
do it, but oh well. Yeah. Well, Tommy, I hope you have a better week, and you know, I hate to see you go get your new bass boat today and driving that weather, but hey, got to do what you got to do, brother.
Yeah, it figures.
All right, well, throw them out a it number.
Figures.
Somebody wants to come over to Matta, get down, Gorda, and get with you.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, they can. Facebook is Tommy Alexander, but best way is always the phone, text, leave a message, whatever. 979-709-8242.
All right, my friend. Tommy, be safe out there today. You take care.
Yeah, we're going to try to make a road trip.
Later.
All right, later.
All right. All right, let's go down to South Padre now and check in with Captain Brian Barrera. Good morning, Brian. How are you, man?
Morning, sir. How you doing today?
Couldn't be better. Thanks for asking. What's up with you?
Oh, just load my rods up on the boat, getting ready to head out before the sun comes up.
There you go.
That time of year, we got 5:30 takeoff time every day now.
Well, hit them hard, hit them early, man.
We're going to see if we can get some bull reds, maybe some tarpon.
There There you go.
You know, I got a couple of kids too. You know, that's kind of the dad stuff. And then if all else fails, we're going to, you know, try to go get some trout and slot redfish and stuff like that also.
You got a boat full of rods this morning for different species.
Yeah, I got the gigantic rods, the middle rods, and the small rods. So.
Boy.
But it's working. Yeah, it's that time of year when every rod holder's got a rod in it.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm doing so much different stuff right now. And then come like August, September.
Yeah.
I'll be just primarily tarpon fishing.
Well, you been doing any good on the poons?
We have been. It's been a lot rougher than it's supposed to be. You know, still it's been the roughest year I've had. So my numbers are down, but we have been getting them whenever it's calm enough to go out. You know, and I'm not putting up the crazy numbers that some other people do. You know, but like up north of me and stuff, but I'm usually getting good at, you know, getting a few shots a day, you know.
Right.
Getting one. I have a chance to catch one every single day. So, you know, but I just haven't been seeing any gigantic schools yet, you know, like I usually do around the first full moon of July is when I really start seeing some stuff. But,
yeah,
you know, it's been too rough to really get out. A lot of them are like offshore.
The old weather, man.
A little further offshore. Hello?
Yeah, so you've been going a little deeper?
Yeah, I've been fishing a few miles out. Fishing a few miles out, trying to locate the schools of fish. And I've been finding them, you know, just maybe within. So we've got oil rigs that are out there about maybe, I think it's like 18 miles.
Yeah.
And there's tons of them out at the oil rigs. Like my friends send me photos, my friends who are spear fishermen.
Yeah.
Send me photos of them out at the oil rig. So I know like they're cruising around in between there somewhere, you know. And it's usually almost the same as you guys, that 30 to 40 foot kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
So. We've been finding them and rolling usually, you know, but they tend to not roll here as often, you know. So when we do see big schools of rolling fish, we know it's going to be a good day. We get pretty lucky on that.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying anyways.
Yeah, seeing's believing.
It's my clients out a whole lot because, you know, we're throwing a big 10,000-size spinning reel with 130-pound leader on it.
Right.
2 ounce lure, you know, so it gets a little tiring and unmotivating after about the first 5 minutes if you're not catching fish, you know.
Well, if you're going to go big, you got to throw big.
So it's really good to see them, you know. So I had a pretty good week just doing some classic guide stuff, catching a bunch of black drum and some smaller to medium-sized snook and some gigantic mangrove snapper. Mangrove snapper fishing has been excellent. It's almost as if we've been getting like a 5 to 6 pound mangrove snapper on almost every trip.
Awesome.
If especially if we're willing to live bait them with a big live mullet, they're definitely being super aggressive towards that. But even on the topwaters, you know, they've been pretty good. It's just been a little bit hard to position the topwaters where we want to because, like I said, we're so used to fishing extremely calm water this time of year, you know, that I can get parallel and the guys can throw a topwater where they want. We're working these seawalls and these berms and stuff, and then all of a sudden now it's blowing 22 miles an hour as soon as you get on top of that berm or that seawall. So you got to, like, do, like, a real sidearm cast sometimes, or you really got to, you know, use your Kentucky windage and throw it up on, aim for the shoreline and let it land right in the water. You know, the wind will blow it in the water. Or you got to throw it in, like, right on the edge of the water and let the wind blow your line off of the land, you know, all about that windage. And so it just makes it kind of hard to hit the spots that we really want to with the topwater lures right now. But we get that early, that good early morning stuff, but the mangrove snapper bite for me doesn't really turn on until the sun comes up and they can really see these fish looking up at them, you know, from a few feet down. That really seems to be the best time for me to do it. Early morning, I'm trying to catch snook and little tarpon when I'm in that area. I wouldn't mind.
Been with you, and they've talked about said they just couldn't believe they caught mangrove snapper on topwaters like that. Said it was such a blast.
It's a blast because they're really mean fish too. They're really mad at it. I tell people that that's the closest thing we have to peacock bass fishing is a nice calm day throwing topwaters, and all of a sudden you just hear the giant explosion, and they hit it on their way back into the structure usually. So it's like a freaking gear ripping topwater blow up.
Lean on him and keep him out of there.
Yeah, get him out quick. You need to get to that, stop him, because they're gonna. The really big ones are going, you know, 10, 15 yards in any direction they want, no matter what, you know. So you really got to try to stop them or make them think twice about it. You know, they're not afraid to beat themselves up. That's one thing I notice about all the structure-oriented fish. So the snook, the tarpon, and the mangrove snapper are not afraid to beat themselves up. They'll swim right into the docks with all the oysters and jump around in there and pop you off. When I catch like a big trout on those docks sometimes, or like a medium-sized trout, or even like a jack revel or like a redfish, lots of times they tend to swim out. The redfish sometimes swim right in it. But lots of times the other fish will swim out.
Yeah.
And they're just not used to the structure. They don't like to beat themselves up as much. And the jacks are just going for raw power, you know, trying to just run.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And so that's how I can usually tell on the dock if we've got the kind of fish that we're searching for. I mean, a tarpon's going to come flying out immediately. But if we're dock fishing and something just slams it and it's going straight back into the structure, it's either a giant snook or a giant mangrove, you know, usually. The tarpon are going to jump once or twice and then try to get you in there. But, the snook and the mangroves are just going to slam and just start peeling drag right back in. And I almost have to, it's hard to talk to my clients when that's happening to them. It's happening so fast. So once I see that drag,
just
peeling, and I see that rod bow up, I can tell by how that rod is bowed up on the hook set or by how big the explosion is. I'm immediately turning the trolling motor and running a little bit, you know, to get away from the dock to help them out.
Sure. All right, buddy. Well, I'm out of time. If somebody wants to come down and fish with you, give them some info how they can reach you, Brian.
Sure. Quick call will probably be best, or a text, area code 956-755-9413. Visit the website. I check all those messages every day or so, every other day, www.inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
All right, my friend. Have a good day.
Thank you, sir. You too.
Thank you, Brian. Later. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.